Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark. With a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think everyone involved with the Tampa Bay Bucks is super stoked Brady's there, with the possible exception of Chris Godwin, and here's why. Jameis is not good for your heart if you're a Bucks fan. He's not good for your job security if you're a Bucks coach. But if you're a wide receiver in a contract year, Jameis is your quarterback is actually kind of awesome. He's gonna throw it around the yard. You're gonna have opportunities for huge plays. The Bucks should be better with Brady. But is Godwin going to have another 1,300-yard season? I don't know, because I don't know what style of offense they're going to have. So even of all the guys on the team, the one that Brady should try to ingratiate himself the most with is Godwin.
Nick Wright. Interesting. Well, I don't think Brady really gives a crap about Chris Godwin in a contract year, to be quite frank. I think Chris Godwin will be happy. He has the greatest quarterback in NFL history, who's going to be thankful that he actually has a weapon he can throw to who stays on the field, unlike N'Keal Harry and Slohamed Snafu and Jacoby Myers. Can I tell you who I'm getting sick of, too? I just bring this up, and I really hope the Patriots get rid of this guy. I don't even care if they just cut him. Julian Edelman. I'm done with this guy. When I talked right there in my open there, star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Now, he's not a loser, but he is a star for attention, fame seeker. It's Julian Edelman. Like, he's doing this workout thing, this virtual workout thing through Planet Fitness, and he's just, it's like, dude, stop trying so hard, bro. Stop trying so hard. I mean, my God. Oh, he's just nosh. I'm done with Julian Edelman. I'll be honest with you. I want the patch just to get rid of him. Just cut his ass. Get rid of him. You couldn't get more than a 6th-round pick from anyway, despite the fact that Wiggy's dumbass thinks that they can get a 3rd-round pick for him. You might have got a 3rd-round pick for Julian Edelman maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. Sure. Not now. I'm just done with Julian Edelman. I'm just tired of his act. You've maximized everything. He doesn't obviously want to be here anymore. Trade him to Detroit. Trade him to Tampa. Or just cut his ass. Get him out of here. I'm done with him. I'm so over him. It's just so disgusting, you know? Like, he just to the point where you're not funny. You're not cute. You know, coming up with this, oh, Tom, please stay Tom merchandise and trying to profit. Like, it's just not, you know, I mean, just stop it already. And, dude, you've got to be the worst contract negotiator I've ever seen of any professional athlete in my life. Literally. Colin Coward's probably made more money in his career than Julian Edelman. Right? Seriously. I'm not even kidding you. I'd like to see the numbers. I think Colin Coward has, I think Stephen A. Smith has more money in his bank account than Julian Edelman does. I mean, it's just like, you've gotten all you can on this guy. He's short. He's old. He can't run. He just, yeah, he had 100 catches last. Big deal. Whatever. I'm just done with Julian Edelman. I'm done with him. You know, it's what, just like same thing I told you 2 years ago with Pedroia. You know? And now he's selling his Chestnut Hill mansion and all that. Well, good, because you will never be playing again for the Red Sox. He'll get his money still, but you're done. Your career's over. You became David Wright in a Red Sox uniform. But I've had it with Julian Edelman. I'm done with him. I want him out. I want him gone. I hope Bill just gets rid of him. You know, he liked the thing that Deion Sanders tweeted out. Oh, maybe the Bucks should trade for Julian Edelman, and he liked it on Twitter. It's like, dude, what are you, a 16-year-old, you know, recruit in high school? He liked what Deion Sanders said. It's like he's in the wrestling business. It's called being a mark. Like you're like a fan. You're a mark for yourself. And that's what they always say when someone's a mark for themselves, like Diamond Dallas Page or these other, like they're fans and they're fans of themselves, where they want to get themselves over all the time. That's Julian Edelman. He just tries too hard. And I honestly don't think you're going to get anything out of him anymore anyway. I think his heart is gone. His heart is in Tampa Bay. He was nothing more than Tom Brady's little bitch and lapdog. Just get rid of him. Get him out of here. I'm done. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in here with you for another 44 minutes. If you want to get in, now's a good time to do so. How are you dealing with coronavirus? What's the thing that you miss the most that you have to deal with that you can't enjoy now because of the coronavirus? I think for me, it's the Bruins and the Celtics. Oh, like, you know, from a sports standpoint, it's Bruins and Celtics games and the playoffs, which would be starting in a few weeks. Other than Bruins, Celtics, just the things that you can't do anymore, like, you know, going to the gym and or going out to eat or going to a movie theater, things that we all took for granted for so long that now we're looking like, damn, maybe I should have done more of that. Maybe I should enjoy this more, enjoy that more. And even if our lives start to go back to a little bit slowly, maybe about 45 degrees, it will never truly be the same as it once was. We are changed forever because of the coronavirus. And that, sorry. Now, maybe there's a good part of that. No more handshakes. Like I said, no more handshakes. Maybe people will be cleaner now, be more cautious, sanitary. And here's the thing, too. Have you noticed this, too? That the gloves that I will wear when I'm in places, like if I was in New York City and I had to ride the subway, I wear those sterile gloves or nitrile gloves or whatever. Did you ever see a lot of these on the ground now? You starting to see that more? Do you ever see those on the ground? Oh, I do. It's like, please, if you're going to wear the gloves, just throw them in a basket, in the trash. Don't leave them on the ground like a used condom. I mean, really, people, how barbaric can you be? Yeah, you know, no one wants to touch your dirty ass, you know, gloves. You know, like, I see them in front of grocery stores. It's like people must go into grocery stores and they get out. All right, I can throw the gloves away now, and they throw them on the ground. I mean, seriously, like, what kind of humanoids are you? It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. So Julian Edelman and people not throwing away their gloves. I've had it with both of them. I'm done with Julian Edelman. I can't even tell you. I just want him. If you're going to rebuild, just rebuild. Just go ahead and do it. Get rid of Edelman. Get trade value for Gilmore, James White, Sony Michel. You know, I don't, he's not, it won't work in him here anymore. His heart is in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. He wants to live in one of Jeter's seven bedrooms at St. Petersburg now, or the guest house. He wants to come in there and live in the guest house, right? Like when Bernie Williams comes to town, the guest house. Yeah, he does. So he can go and work out every day with Tom and love. I mean, thanks for all your, thanks for everything you've done, Julian. You're a part of three Super Bowl championship teams, but I'm over him. What do you think? 617-779-7937. You know what else is going to suck too? Going to the Vineyard, going to the Cape. That, like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that by the end of the summer either. And that, I mean, think about it. We have to deal with some of, now this winter wasn't bad at all, especially the year 2020. The year 2020, we didn't get hardly any snow whatsoever, the calendar year. We got some last December. But in 2020, we haven't got much snow. But, like, you want to at least be able to enjoy the spring and summer. The few months that we have that has good weather, are we going to be able to do that? Seriously. I don't know. To the phone, 617-779-7937. Mike in North Providence. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any need to bash Julian. I mean,
no, I just I don't want him anymore. I just feel like he's maximized everything here. It's time to go.
And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. Like, right. We talked last night or the night before. I'm like, you know, I want to put, you know, slot Nikhil there and use him as like a, you know, tight end hybrid and out of the slot. That's fine. It's tight. You know, I would trade Julian to wherever he wants to go. It's one of these, I don't really expect to get much for him at this point. Just his age and his injuries, recent injuries, but, you know, via con Dios, you know, I mean, he's been a great player for us. And I think he's just bored right now, honestly.
Yeah. Well, so, he's very star for attention, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, I'll say, put it this way. He took a lot less money to help us win Super Bowl. So, you know, thank you. So,
right.
And as far as for me, the reason for my call is, you know, in a fair world, every team gets to win a Super Bowl at once every 32 years because the world's fair, right? And by that standard, the Patriots have won 192 fair world Super Bowls in the last two decades. You know, it's very difficult to win in the NFL. We just saw the Kansas City Chiefs, a good organization with good ownership, great fan base that's committed to winning. And even then, they had all this time in between appearances and victories in the Super Bowl. For me, this is an existential crisis for the team. The Tom window was over. You had to start the rebuild ASAP to at least give Bill a legit chance to build another champion. Because, I mean, is it guaranteed that he'll be able to do it? No. But you don't let somebody like Belichick walk out the door without giving him at least one more good chance at doing it. Because you might be sitting on the outside looking in for 30 years easily in the NFL if you don't do that.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I want to touch base one thing on you, Mike.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with handing over the keys to the kingdom to Steve Belichick one day?
I mean, it's a possibility, you know. I don't know, you know. Bill obviously seems to trust him a lot. I mean, he's been learning it literally at the feet of the master all these years. I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How could you know at this point? I mean, Bill's other proteges who aren't, you know, his biological relatives, you know, haven't really fared all that well overall. So who's to say that Steve's guaranteed to do well either?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That, and here's the thing, Mike. Do you want to take over for your dad in New England?
Oh, those would be pretty big shoes.
You know, like, you're never
going to be somewhere else.
Yeah, Mike, you're never going to be better than your dad. It's like, that's the thing. Hey, I want to just give a message out there to some caller who called in who, like, was distracting Bridget and tried talking her ear off for literally 4 minutes, like, at the end of last hour, which unfortunately some word might have got on the air. Frank in Rhode Island, dude, seriously, don't call back the rest of the night. You are banned for the rest of the show. I don't want you calling back tonight. You call in, you were like trying, like I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to say this to you, Frank, and to all the callers in the future. Bridget doesn't care about what your sports take is or what's going on in your personal life. She won't say that, but I will. Just call in, give your name, what you want to talk about, and that's it. Maybe you're not used to talking to women, you know, that aren't your mom. I don't know what it is, but like, Frank, like, literally, you are the loser of the night. You really are. You're a loser. And I don't want you calling back this show tonight. You are banned from this show tonight, for what it's worth. Like, he literally, and I'm like, yeah. And somebody, you know, somebody dropped something on the air, and I'm like, I, you know, and it's like, because Frank's trying to talk her damn ear off. It's like, dude, like, no one cares. No one cares. Got one person manning the phones and doing the show. Nobody cares about what you got going on in your life. Jeff in Manchester. Thank you, Jeff, for not being Frank in Rhode Island, the loser of the night.
I got to agree with your Julian Edelman take. To be perfectly honest with you, I've liked Julian Edelman. I don't like this whole JE11 persona. He's kind of
thank you.
Magnified.
Oh, preach, brother. Dude, it's Sunday. We were at church on Sunday. Preach, pastor. Go ahead and preach. Thank you.
Well, if you ever follow his Instagram or look at anything he's got going on, he has this Nerf House thing now, which is like the most annoying thing with Juju Smith-Schuster and whoever else. It's and the Nerf challenge he's trying to set up. And before that, when Amendola was here, they were like doing this little cop show thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever liked that he did was when he had his little Burger Time thing on YouTube. It was really short, and he brought other Patriots players on there. It was kind of interesting because he would bring other Patriots players on there, so you were interested in seeing who he brought on. Other than that, I like Julian Edelman. I love him as a football player. That JE11 stuff is annoying.
It is. And by the way, hey, Jeff, let's go through here, like, with his marketing department here. JE11. Gee, I wonder where he could have got that from. Huh? I wonder how he thought of JE11. Gee, I wonder how. Oh, that's right. His God, his deity, the guy that he worships, the ground. Gee, I wonder where he got JE11 from. Huh?
And you know, I know that he hasn't said really too much ever since Brady's left. You know, he made his little love post and the Whitney Houston post that he made on his Instagram, but he hasn't really addressed anything. He hasn't liked any of Brady's stuff like he always usually does, fanboying out. So,
well, you know what's weird, Jeff?
He must be cursing at the seams.
You know what's weird? He liked Deion Sanders saying that the Bucs need to trade for Julian Edelman and reunited with Tom Brady. He liked that tweet.
You know, I hope he does. I think he would be great over there, and you know, it wouldn't be so annoying for us here. We can kind of,
yeah,
like you said, maybe take N'Keal Harry or just somebody else and put him in the spot, because it's going to be like an impending doom just hovering over Jared Stidham at all times.
Oh, I know. I'm really done with Julian Edelman. I'm done with him. I just he can go, and I'm glad. Great minds think alike out there. Listen, like, you thankful for everything you did for the New England Patriots for 11, 12 seasons. You were part of three Super Bowl title teams, and you were great. And you never forget the catch against Atlanta, which was unbelievable. But the JE11 stuff, it's like, dude, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Michael Smith and Jamel Hill on the Six. Remember that? Remember that complete? Yeah. Remember that abortion
that
of a sports
experiment.
Center? Right. Yeah. Remember that abortion? The Six. That's Julian Edelman. It's like, dude, you're trying way too hard. Like, you are. You can tell that short, you know, like, never got recruited. You know, and granted, it got him to where he was. It got him to where he won three Super Bowls. So, like, kudos to him. Right.
He's that guy that goes into the bar and says, you know who my dad is, except his dad is Tom Brady.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
basically,
there's no doubt. Like, it's like, my God, if Tom Brady stops short, Julian Edelman will know what he had for breakfast. Thank you,
sure.
Jeff. Thank you. Oh, the texts are coming in. At Mark, every relationship has an expiration date. Julian Edelman's time here has expired. He has to go. Yeah, it's just time. It's time. It's time to move on. I've had it. I've just had it. I've had it with him. It's just enough. I don't need your act anymore. The JE11. Gee, where'd you get that one from? JE11. Huh. I wonder where you plagiarized that one from. Oh my God. I mean, Jesus. You know what you should do? You know what she should come out with? TBB. Tom Brady's bitch. Because that's what he is. He's Tom Brady's bitch. And he always has been. Sorry. I mean, truth hurts, right? He's just Tom Brady's bitch. I'm so done with him. I'm over him. Like, just go. Get the F out of here. Bill, try to get a sixth rounder or a seventh rounder. Give him the Vince McMahon, for crying out loud. Send him the damn XFL. Just get him the hell out of here. All right, 617-779-7937. One of my favorite calls is on hold right now. I love this guy. He's one of my favorite callers. I can't wait to get to him. Matt Navan, Tony in Providence, Scott and others. Everybody not named Frank in Rhode Island will get in. I will allow your phone call on the show. Hey, Bridget, let me just, I got to ask you this. What was Frank, like, he was literally talking to you for like 4.5 minutes. What was he saying?
Just about wanted to talk about Brady's contract and why they should have got rid of him.
Okay, but he was just, he kept going or what?
I feel like sometimes the callers think they're on the air when they're talking to me, so they think that they have to tell the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, we don't need a rehearsal. We don't need a dress rehearsal prior to your phone call. Okay, we're not, this isn't a casting couch, Hollywood. We don't need to see a dress rehearsal. Okay, we can just, boom, if you suck on the air, you suck on the air, and that's fine. But the screener, the producer, who's, she's one woman banding it tonight, doesn't need to hear your take, your life story, the hard times or great times, whatever's going on in your life. They don't need to hear it. And that's not only going for, I mean, for they don't want to hear it. They don't need to hear it. So it's like, I've done this before on the air, and I'm going to get the timer out here right now. All right? So, Bridget, you're going to play Bridget, and I'm going to start the timer here. And when you say hello, WEI, I'm going to tell you the caller's name. So, ready? Here we go. Okay. Ready? All right. So, the timer here. Stopwatch. Okay. Here we go. Bring.
Hello, WEI. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Frank. I'm in Charlestown. I don't think Mac knows what he's talking about. I want to talk about Belichick and why the Pats need him the most.
That was 11.3 seconds, and that was too long. That was 11.3 seconds. I can't imagine you humanoids out there, like Frank in Rhode Island, like how stupid you can be that you would take 4.5, like what, like... It's the thought, like, oh, my God, there's always one. You know, it's just like there's always one. You freaking humanoids. You know, there's another word I would like to use, which I would get in trouble. I can't use anymore. I can use humanoids because that was what Bobby Heenan used to use on broadcast, which I believe is still tolerable, courtesy of the FCC. But Frank in Rhode Island, man, lesson learned. We just taught you sports talk radio caller 101. Call in. Who are you? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about? 11.3 seconds. Normally, it would just be quicker than that. That was the long version. 11.3 seconds. Hoy vey. My God. Oh, Frank in Rhode Island, honestly. I don't know right now who I can't stand more, you or Julian Edelman after that dumbass video that he did of his virtual workout today for Planet Fitness. I'm just over him. I'm done with him. It's time to go. Now it's time for trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. The Crafts have successfully used the Patriots team plane to bring back 1.2 million N95 masks from China to be used in Massachusetts hospitals. Thank you very much to Robert and Jonathan Kraft and the Kraft family and the New England Patriots for doing that. That's like, I will quote Kevin Durant here to Robert Kraft. You the real MVP, because you are, for doing that. I'm seriously. That's awesome. That is. It doesn't make up for losing Tom Brady, but it's, you know, I still wish you would have kept Tom Brady here. But if you're trying to save lives, that's, you know, it's not a bad consolation prize. I will admit that's really great that they did that. Red Sox action back on the radio tomorrow. Red Sox Yankees game 3 of the 2018 ALDS from Fenway Park. You can listen to the game beginning at 7 at the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Al Horford donating $500,000 to coronavirus relief efforts in his native Dominican Republic and all of his basketball stops, including the University of Florida, Michigan as well, Boston, Atlanta, and Philly. Michigan. Oh, I guess he must have lived there for a little bit. The Bucks have signed quarterback Blaine Gabbert to a one-year deal. He's still in the NFL. It's unbelievable. And Tua Tagovailoa. Overwhelmingly positive results from medical recheck this afternoon performed by an independent doctor chosen by NFL teams.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I love Oasis. I've seen him in concert 3 times. The last time I saw him was at the Oakdale Theater in Oakdale, Connecticut, and they opened up for Black Crowes. And I was like, huh? Like, what? Like, wait a second. That'd be like Tom Brady backing up Blaine Gabbert. They're opening up for Black Crowes? Hello? I mean, my God. What, are you kidding me? Oasis is amazing. Unbelievable. So I love them. I love how they're fighting brothers and they just don't give a bleep and they're awesome. Hopefully they can get along one day, get back together and get on tour again because I would love to see them. Then again, who knows? We may never have concerts again the way this is going. Oh, in case you didn't know, I don't know why they took so long. Boston Calling is canceled. So that's canceled. So there's that one. Won't get a chance to see my other favorite group from the 90s, Rage Against the Machine. All right, back to the phones. Matt Navan's up next. Thanks for holding. What's up, Matt?
Mark, my favorite thing to hear around times like this is stories of humans working together to figure stuff out. And that's exactly what this craft thing was. I don't know if you've heard this whole story or not.
Matt, I was on it. I've been on it all day. Yes, I'm very well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. So for people who don't know, so Charlie Baker and the rest of the state government had to figure out a way to get these masks because they're getting outbid by other states. So they get together with the Chinese ambassador and other state legislators, and they figure out that they can get these masks from China, and craft volunteers this plane. But they have to get through all these regulations. So they send an FAA guy up to New Jersey with a state police escort to New York. They open up the consulate on a Sunday. They get all of the visas for the crew processed in 2 hours. They set off. They fly to Anchorage, Alaska. They refuel. They hit China. When they get there, no one can get off the plane, and they only have 3 hours before they have to turn around and leave China. So however many they can load in 3 hours is just what they get. So they loaded all 1.2 million masks in 2 hours and 57 minutes. Turn around and fly back. I mean, this whole thing could be like its own Netflix documentary. It was really amazing. I mean, good for everyone involved.
It is. It is. And like I said about Robert Kraft, like Kevin Durant said about his mom, you the real MVP. Today, Robert Kraft is the MVP. And I know a lot of people are still mad at him because of what happened with Tom Brady. I understand that. I understand it. But he's trying to save lives here in the Bay State, where we live, and that's awesome. I mean, winner of the day, the week, the month, the year. And the thing about Robert Kraft is this: I'm just telling you, he's the type of benevolent human being. He'll do it again. If Massachusetts needs more masks and they're getting out, Robert Kraft will do it again. He'll do it again. I don't know if you'll be able to set up all the other logistics to make sure it gets done, but that is truly, utterly amazing story. 617-779-7937. Tony in Providence, one of my favorite caller. Hello, Tony.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate the kind words. You are the best. Wonderwall by that band. See that? Wonderwall. That's a good band you're laying, Mark.
Oasis. Oh, I love Wonderwall. I mean, listen, don't look back in anger. I mean, there's so many of the great songs. Don't Go Away. I mean, you know, they are truly amazing, man. I love Oasis.
Yeah, good taste. So I guess I'll get his new house and it's not Tom Brady's 30,000 square feet, huh? Mansion, nice, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
It looks nice. You know that area, huh? Is it a nice area down there?
Oh, Tony, it is. It's heaven on earth, man. Heaven on earth, utopia.
Yeah. So, when I heard the news, I was like, wow. He's a Hall of Fame like Jeter. So I'm expecting big things from Tom, and I think they're going to be fine. All these people saying he's not going to get along with the receivers, that's garbage because he'll be fine. He'll get the work in, and I just hope we have a season, and I can't wait, buddy, as you can tell. I love football. I love sports. Football's my favorite.
Oh, me too, Tony. I'm with you, man. Like the one thing during this trying time that we're going right now, the one thing I'm thankful for is that it's not during the beginning or the middle of football season. We still have a lot of time to go. I'm talking about all of April, May, June, July, August. So we still have 5 more months until what would be the normal start of the NFL season. If that gets pushed back another month to October, I'm okay with that. But we still have a long time to get a vaccine, to get some sort of cure, to reverse this ugly trend that we're going through, and hopefully start to go back the other way and get back to some sort of normalcy. But I'm just thankful it's not going on during football.
You're right. But you're right. Let's hope for the best. And well said as usual. Well, yeah, I know the job's coming up and you have different things, but I guess a lot of it will be like background checks and video conferencing and those kind of things. But don't get it done. And Lara's still on. I guess the job is still on. We go one step at a time, and then the schedule, I guess, will come out later this year.
Right.
Normally it's before the draft. I heard early May now, but that's something I heard differently.
No, draft is on April 23rd through the 25th. It is on. It is on.
Right.
So.
And then the schedule comes out, which I always look forward to. The dates.
Yeah, they said out, no. That's no later than May 4th. No later than May 4th as of now. Yep.
And I still think Tampa Bay will be featured a lot in I don't know if the Patriots will be on with Kansas City in the first game, but it'll be a Kansas City host because they won the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting who they pick for that game. So it's going to be very interesting when the schedule comes out, Mark.
You got it.
But you do a great job, and I appreciate the kind words, and you are the best. And I like talking to you and everyone listening because you're the best.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Tony's my guy, man. Here's another thing, too, is what I'm talking about. Like, there's this actor. I never heard of him before. Tom Holland. I don't know. He's a young actor. He did something like some shirtless handstand today that got on TMZ. And it's just kind of like, all right. I mean, you're freaking like a movie star now. I never heard of you before, but you're like a budding big star. Like, can you just not get attention right now? Can you just not? And I know you think you're providing entertainment and original content, but you're not. You're doing a shirtless handstand. You look like a freaking tool bag. Brian in Newport's up next. What's up, Brian?
What's up, man? How you going tonight?
Good. How are you?
I cannot complain. All I can say is I just want to thank you and everyone at WEI. You guys have kept my sanity for the last 2 weeks. I called Mutt last night. You guys are just dialed in. And it's the one thing I have no sports. I have no Tom Brady. I have nothing. No work. Well, and you keep me happy.
Thank you, Brian. Well, Brian, I will tell you this. On behalf of WEI and Entercom Radio, thank you. And thank all the listeners and all the callers, because as much as I'm glad that you're able to sort of, you know, get some sort of a escape and diversion and entertainment for a couple hours or, you know, 4 hours or however.
3 hours?
Or whatever it is. Like, you know, we need you too. So you're like as therapeutic as we might be for you guys to get through this time, you actually, is you know, you guys are great for us too. So I want to thank everybody out there too. Except the ones that call in and try and talk my producer screener's ear off for 4.5 minutes and, you know, where a swear almost gets through. So other than that, oh, yeah. You know, that's never, you know, that's it. I've heard of Spider-Man.
My 7 minutes in heaven are a minute and a half. So,
right. I've heard of Spider-Man, by the way. I know this guy did Spider-Man, but you know what? Here's the thing. The first Spider-Man was Tobey Maguire. The next one was Andrew Garfield. Oh, so this guy's the latest one? It's like, okay, whatever. I mean, he's okay, so he's the newest Spider-Man. Big deal. Like, you know what? Like, it sort of went out after the Tobey Maguire thing, and then Andrew Garfield, they try to recreate the romance that Tobey and Kirsten Dunst had on screen with him and Emma Stone. It didn't work. So this guy's the latest. Who cares? I don't know. He's not an A-list star to me yet. Like, maybe one day he will be. I don't know. I just don't need him on social media doing a shirtless handstand. I don't need it. I just don't need it. But thank you, Brian, for you in Newport, Rhode Island. You know, I've never, of all the places in New England, I've never, ever been to Newport. Ever.
Oh, good.
No, I know it's good. Awesome. I've heard it's amazing.
You got carte blanche. Once the thing goes bad, everything gets right, boom. Roll to the Ford's Casino restaurant, ask for Brian. I'll take care of you.
What restaurant? Once you get going. Which one?
LaForge Casino Restaurant.
Okay, where's
it? Tennis Hall of Fame.
Okay, where is this in?
It's in Newport, Rhode Island on Bellevue Avenue, the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Okay, all right. I will, LaForge Casino, ask for Brian. I will.
You got it.
Will do. All right, final segment coming up next. If you want to get in, fine. If not, I will talk. You will listen. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
All right, final segment here. Thank you to Bridget. Did a great job tonight. And having to deal with some, you know, knuckleheads off the air. But nonetheless, we persevere and we get through. I appreciate all the calls, everybody who listened as well. I'm going to go home and I'm going to finish up binge watching the final two episodes of Power. We get stars for free until next Monday or Tuesday. And I'm going to go back to Western Mass after my show on Sunday. So I watched 13 episodes over the last 2 days. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I'd watched the previous five seasons, and I guess the last season they split up. The first part of it was 9 episodes. The second was 6. So I'm 2 episodes away from the ending, and it's been great. It's been great. So I appreciate everybody who called, everybody who listened, everybody who texted. You can always follow me on Twitter. My handle is Mark James, M-A-R-C James. I'll take a 22-hour break. Be back same bad time, same bad channel tomorrow night right here. Happy Friday.
That are synonymous with Boston sports.
WEEI Radio.
I love
EEI,
man.
This is EEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.